Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now some old-time music that'll be featured at a brand-new festival. The father and son musical duo Ken and Brad Kolodner have organized the first ever Baltimore Old Time Music Festival this weekend at the Creative Alliance. Starting tonight and running through tomorrow night, there will be concerts, workshops, even a square dance to celebrate the roots and old time music scene here in Baltimore. In addition to the Kolodners, musical acts include the Corn Potato String Band, Molsky's Mountain Drifters, and my guests, who join me now in Studio A. Linda Jean Stokely and Montana Hobbs comprise the duo The Local Honeys. They're from Kentucky, and they specialize in what they call hillbilly bluegrass. Good to see you both. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And we are streaming the conversation and the concert here in Studio A on the WIPR Facebook page. So, Montana, let's jump right into a tune. What do you want to play?
A tune that Linda Jean wrote, and it's on our first album. It's an opening track. It really kind of sets the tone of the whole album. I think it's called Cigarette Trees, and it was written in response to a lot of the mountaintop removal and strip mining of coal mining in Appalachia that we see a lot of. So this is Cigarette Trees.
All right, The Local Honeys. Honeys playing for us here in Studio A. You guys are great. That was a terrific tune. Linda Jean Stokely wrote it. Montana Hobbs on the banjo. Linda Jean on lead vocals and guitar. Thank you so much. It's so good to have you guys here. This is terrific. So you're both from Kentucky, but different parts, I guess, right?
Different parts, yeah. I'm from more eastern Kentucky, kind of the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. Linda Jean is from central Kentucky. That's where they have all the beautiful horses and the bourbon.
And how did you guys connect then?
We met few years ago in Moorhead, Kentucky, which is kind of northeast, really close to West Virginia and southern Ohio, and it's a really great school for music. There's a fantastic classical program and jazz program, but then they also have a traditional music program where you can study old-time bluegrass, country, Celtic, Western swing, blues.
So you guys are degreed in this stuff.
Yeah, we're the first women
and indebted
with bachelor's of arts degrees.
Yeah, so you have
a
bachelor
traditional hillbilly music.
Traditional hillbilly bachelor's. Right. That's fantastic. Yeah. Let me ask you to play another couple of tunes because you're so good. I don't want to pass up the opportunity. What do you want to play this time?
We'll do another original song because we claim.
It's old-time music, but these are original tunes.
we claim to be old-time musicians.
Written songs.
But these are written songs. We like to try to, use some themes that are prevalent in our region of Appalachia and growing up there and being women, and try to put old-time music in a new form in some way.
And that's also part of traditional music. Like, traditional music isn't dead. It's sort of ever-evolving. It's something that you're continually, like, it's part of your duty to not only learn the old songs and breathe new life into those, but create music that's reflecting our lives today to continue this history.
Yeah, you guys are part of the tradition now.
So we love to write original songs. We love to play old songs.
Yeah.
You know, got to get those PROs, too, by playing all your original songs, too.
All right, so this is the Beattyville Bomber?
Beattyville Bomber, yeah. Beattyville is my hometown. It's a tiny, tiny town, and everybody talks about everybody's business. So I wrote this. I made up a bunch of lies about a lady that I knew growing up.
You kept your name.
Because that's what you can do when you write songs. You don't have to just keep going with
right.
what you've
Fake
already
Fake news
heard.
Is allowed.
Exactly.
That's right.
And sorry for all the coughs to all the listeners, everything's blooming, so we can't do nothing about it. Yeah. Well, she lived up the road just a mile or two. She kept her nose clean and the dirt off her shoes. Well, she never let on no things she kept, like where she been while her husband slept. Now Frida, she knew what the people would say, but the people she knew didn't live with her pay. So she worked as a lady with her own free rights, just keeping the company of a man by night. Oh, Frida, don't you worry, a time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frida, hang on, just you wait for him. They'll call the house when the money is. So she curled her hair and started the car. Now that old wreck wouldn't take her too far. Just a piece of the way she'll surely find a lonely man with an absent wife. When she finally parked that coupe de ville, she'd found herself in Beattyville. She told herself to play calm while the love she made would go off like a bomb. Oh, Frida, don't you worry, a time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frida, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. Now, Frida'd been a dance for a spell. but her back was shot and her knees had gone to hell. She wished she could find work that was honest, instead of digging after dollars in a dirty man's pocket. Now her looks were gone, but she still worked. She'd show her man how much she's worth. She said, by God, I'll tell you yet what a woman will do for her own paycheck. Oh, freedom, don't you worry, time will come when you don't hang your head at the deeds you've done. Oh, Frida, hang on, just you wait for it. They'll call the house when the money hits. You'll love for free when the money hits.
That is terrific. Thank you so much. That is so great. I want to tell folks about what's coming up next week, and then we're going to hear another tune. Coming up Monday here on our program, a conversation about the ethical questions surrounding the allegations of conflict of interest on the University of Maryland Medical System Board of Directors. So what kind of business, if any, should volunteer board members be permitted to conduct with the nonprofit organizations on whose boards they serve? And what and how should they disclose any financial interactions that they may have with their board? So we'll talk about all that stuff with experts in board governance and political watchdogs. That's coming up Monday on Midday. We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for providing lunch today. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. You can find them at the Waverly Farmers Market and online, bottomsupbagels.com. Thanks also to our Midday team, director and engineer Luke Spicknell, producers Rob Civek, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill, our digital producer, Jamila Krempel. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music, and our interns are Morgan Ome and Abba Amoa. Linda Jean Stokely and Montana Hobbs are with me here in Studio A. They are the Local Honeys. They will be appearing at the Baltimore Old Time Music Festival this weekend, tonight, tomorrow. Let's hear another tune, and then we'll talk a little bit about the festival if we have time at the end.
Yeah, we're going to do a tune that we learned from Shirley Collins. This English ballad singer from Sussex, who had a very important and very critical role in the preservation of not only the music of her home, but of Southern Appalachian music. She's one of the reasons that we have that recorded, and a lot of people don't know that. So if you want to learn more about that, we'll give you all kinds of documentaries, and you can write it. Just take notes. Come to the festival and take notes. Right.
Concert sold out tonight, but there's plenty of stuff going on tomorrow.
Yeah, plenty of
concerts.
Including
a square dance and stuff like that, and workshops. Good. All right, the local honeys.
And this is one we learned from Shirley, which it's an American folk song. It was written for a space opera. This is called Space Girl. My mama told me I should never venture into space, but I did. She said no Terran girl could trust the Martian race, but I did. A rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go. I was so romantic, I couldn't say no. That he was just a servo robot, how was I to know?